This is St. Louis Public Radio. The neatly organized grid of numbered streets in downtown St. Louis seems to be one of the only things that makes sense about the city streets. But one St. Louis Public Radio listener noticed big gaps in the sequence and wrote in to find out why. As part of our occasional series, Curious Louis, St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman tries to figure out where the missing streets went.
Stephanie Sussman Pash and her husband moved into the Shaw neighborhood about 2 years ago, and pretty quickly, she noticed something strange about the streets.
We kind of pulled up to the Shaw neighborhood and thought, 39th Street, where did this come from? It occurred to me that there was no 38th or 40th, and there are all these numbered streets downtown.
What's sort of your theory about why there's a 39th and nothing else?
Well, my guess would be that the other streets were numbered at some point, but somewhere along the way, different municipalities or neighborhoods took over the names of the streets.
It's actually the reverse, says Adele Hegney, a reference librarian at the St. Louis Public Library. Early developers would buy up farmland and build subdivisions.
And whoever bought it could name the streets whatever they wanted.
So when the city annexed those subdivisions, Hegney says, the random street names understandably led to chaos. In 1865, elected officials attempted to impose some order.
The streets are numbered. Each block is 100, going from the river westward and then north and south from Market.
For some reason, numbers as street names stop at 25th Street, though the underlying numbering system remains intact. But that doesn't explain why numbered streets occasionally pop back up. In the case of 39th Street, near Stephanie Pash's house, it was to avoid controversy. That's according to Cara Jensen, a historical researcher who lives in the Shaw neighborhood. In the early 1900s, she says, city lawmakers were trying to come up with a new name for what was then Vandeventer. According to Jensen's research, one group petitioned to name the street after Myrtle Andreas Goyer, a socialite and artist who had been born in Shaw.
And there were other sort of mucky mucks that wanted to name it after, you know, some government official, you know, someone high and mighty. And there was so much controversy that City Hall just decided, okay, fine, we're just going to name it 39th.
No one could get upset about a generic name, she says, and it basically fits into the grid in that it's about 39 blocks west of the Mississippi. The histories of the other random number streets don't appear to be all that exciting. 37th, 38th, and 39th streets near the Dutchtown neighborhood were likely part of the same early subdivision and then renamed to fit into the modern grid. Even less is known about 59th Street near the Hill. Would continuing to have numbers as street names make more sense? Not necessarily, says Pash, our Curious Louis contributor.
A lot of other big cities are numbered, and it might make it easier for people to find where they're going. But, I mean, at this point, I think we're all fairly used to the street names and not being numbered.
And now that she knows they exist, she can't wait to take a drive to Dutchtown and check out 37th and 38th Streets. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.